You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Kate Constable and Matt Horner, and we have an NHL odds boost for all of you today as the playoffs continue. On the Oilers to win and Connor McDavid to score a goal. This is boosted to plus 275 at Caesars. What do we think of this boost?
All right, so I am no NHL expert. We'll just throw that out there to begin with. But I do really like this boost because if the Oilers win, Connor McDavid is likely going to be scoring a goal. I mean, the Oilers have been putting up points in these first two games of this series against the Kings. 7 goals in the first game, 4 in the second. They lost in overtime to the Kings. So series tied 1-1. They're going on the road. You know, it's important to steal one game on the road. And the Oilers, all season long, top 4 in goals scored, power play percentage, and shots on goal. So you're getting a ton of offense from this Oilers team, who was also very good on the road. And Connor McDavid's the best player. So if the Oilers win, McDavid's likely going to score. You're getting plus 260 on those two things. I think they're very correlated, which is why I like this boost.
Yeah, I pretty much have the same reasoning there. The Oilers' offense has been incredible all season long. They've been one of the best offenses. McDavid actually has had a down year in terms of scoring goals. He was an assist machine. I mean, just assist after assist after assist. But you are getting some pretty good value here at 260. And you know, in the playoffs, he's going to need to step it up, especially against the Kings. They've beaten the Kings the last 2 years in the playoffs. And the Kings, you better know they want to win this series badly because they've been embarrassed by the Oilers the last two series. So, and coming off that overtime loss, McDavid's got to step up. And I like this. Plus 260, it's some good value there.
Love that. Get in on this odds boost, plus 275 at Caesars, and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet loses by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to BetQL.com, get your free 3-day trial today, and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at sharp underscore side underscore, and at Lucille Verge. Favorite bets today, I'm going to Major League Baseball and a home run prop, my long shot bet, in our BetQL.com long shots article. This is Ryan Mountcastle to hit a home run. It's plus 875. At BetMGM.
We love that.
We love this price so much. He does have only 2 home runs this season. He has 1 in his last 9 games. He is so due for one, and this is a perfect spot because Ross Stripling, starting for the A's tonight, and Mountcastle has had success against him. He's batting .429 in 7 at-bats with 3 hits, including 2 home runs. He has hit 2 home runs against him already. So at plus 875, I love this a lot for Ryan Mountcastle to hit a home run.
I love that for you, Lucy. I think that's who cares absolutely. If he's only hit 2.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got to get the 3rd at some point.
We
right?
love this journey for us.
Why?
For anyone who's betting on Ryan Mountcastle. Love
tonight.
That.
Exactly. I'm going to bet on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight in Phoenix against the Suns. I'm going to grab the 4.5. I think this line is just a little too high. Wolves have won the first 2 games, so the Suns have to win this one. Otherwise, they're toast in the series. No team has ever come back down 0-3. So, you know, we're going to get the Suns' best effort tonight. But if, for whatever reason, KD, Booker, Beal, one of them are off, 2 of them are off, they can't win this game. They don't have any depth. Their bench is not scoring. Like, Grayson Allen rolled his ankle again for the 2nd time in 2 days. The Wolves defense has been the best in the league all season, and defense travels, right? So even if Minnesota scoring maybe doesn't show up quite as well as it did at home, you know, their defense is going to be there. And I just don't trust the Suns team right now. So you're going to give me 4.5 for a Wolves team that's kind of dominated Phoenix in the first 2 games. I will take the points with Minnesota.
Yeah, I agree there. I just don't think the Suns are that good. quite honestly. And yeah. I love how the Lakers, you know, they're about to get swept and LeBron in his press conference is just like, yeah, it's just basketball or whatever. It's like he doesn't even care anymore. Ugh. He's already in Cancun. He's done. Yeah. He's had enough. So, yeah, I love that. I love that bet on the Timberwolves. I'm going to go back to the ice here. I am going to go with the Vancouver Canucks to get the win tonight against the Nashville Predators. I simply like this one. We've had a lot of line movement here. I got it at plus 114. Now the best you can get on the Canucks is minus 101 at Circa Sports right now. So the line has come down quite a bit. People are betting on the Canucks here to have a bounce back after they lost the last game. The series is tied 1-1. This is going to be a really close series. Honestly, it's probably going to go to a game 7. I see these teams as virtually even, which is why I liked getting that plus money. But yeah, you can get them right now at 101 at Circa. But there's some other books around, just pretty much anything under minus 110. It's going to be a pretty even game, but I like the Canucks here to get the job done tonight against the Predators.
Very nice. Love that. Get in on this odds boost, plus 275 at Caesars and our bets, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.